Good morning. Live in the moment, a phrase that I've heard since I was very young. You don't want to worry about tomorrow, but instead, live in today. Seems to be one of the hardest things in today's world. I, as well as any person, know the disease of busyness. It overtakes you and consumes your life. The most prominent thought running through your head is, what is on the agenda for today and tomorrow? What is going on after school? Oh, plus, what is happening this weekend? Matthew 6, 31 through 34 tells us not to worry about the things that seem so minimal in life, like food or even clothes, because our God knows what we need and will provide. It tells us to seek God's kingdom first and foremost, and all of these things will be provided automatically. The biggest point to me, though, is the fact that God said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is always going to worry about itself." Being a teenager in today's world is one of the hardest tasks out there. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that adults do not have it hard, because believe me, I see that they do with my parents and grandparents. What I am trying to say, though, is that teenagers are faced with so many heavy tasks that overtake their lives. Not only are teenagers nowadays in school, many also have jobs, help out around the house, are involved with extracurriculars in and out of school, as well as attending church and youth group. On top of all of these tasks, seniors like myself and my fellow speakers are tackling the biggest decision of them all. What are we going to do with our future? It seems like such a scary task, deciding what the future will hold, but just as our God says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. This is one of the hardest pieces of instruction in the whole entire Bible for not just teenagers, but people of all ages. We as humans struggle to not plan our own future, but instead leave it to God and trust in the plan that He has for us. Specifically this year, I have struggled a lot with busyness and focusing on what God has planned for me and trying not to make my own plans. I am very involved in school as well as out of school activities. This year especially, I tried to get involved in as much as I could because it is my last year in high school, and I know that no matter what, next year was going to be a brand new chapter with obstacles I will have to face and get over. This year alone, I was involved in our student-written, student-led play called Cougar View. I played varsity volleyball. I was in the spring musical, as well as being involved in the National Honor Society and Dance for a Chance. The marching band took a trip to Walt Disney World for spring break, and prom was also in April. Slowly, it seemed harder and harder to make it to youth group on Sunday nights. It seemed like everything started to fall on Sunday nights, or if it wasn't, then Sunday was homework day or catch up on sleep day and night. This scenario is the perfect representation of how living in the moment became one of the hardest things for me. Being involved in everything that I was extremely rewarding and so much fun, but it started to turn into me checking my calendar and every day being booked up because of all of the things I had going on. That is the exact opposite of living in the moment. Not only has this year been crazy with all the activities that I've been involved in, it has been crazy in my family as well. Unfortunately, last summer, right before the summer mission trip, we got devastating news that my two cousins had been killed in a car accident and their daughter had been badly injured. Even though it was family that we had not talked to in a long time, it still shook our world. My dad and sister had just gotten back from a trip to see them 2 weeks before we got this horrible call. This tragedy alone is the perfect example of why living in the moment becomes such an important idea in my family. It just proves how fast life moves and how within a split second, this gift called life can be snatched away. I wish that it didn't take a tragedy to open people's eyes, but sometimes things like death and accidents give people a wake-up call to what is important and what needs to be focused on, the here and the now. Through all of the craziness that life threw at me, I never once lost my faith, though. Yes, things got tough for a while there, but writing this talk alone has kind of opened up my eyes to realize that we only have one life, and living it for God is the most important part. Believing in the righteousness that God holds and trusting that He knows what He wants my life to look like become such comfort that I need in this crazy world we live in. Knowing that we have a God that never fails us and is always around is such a crazy thought that many people in this world are afraid to grasp onto. I know that personally, growing up in a family where I was told that God loved me and being shown his kind of love, this idea was a little bit easier to grasp because I had a pretty good image of what this love looks like. Not everyone has this luxury, and it is those people that we have to help see the light while enjoying this idea of living in the moment. Through all of the curveballs that are thrown at us in life, we need to focus on what is happening in the right here and the right now, and all the blessings that God has thrown at us. The ups and downs of this last year have made me stronger as a Christian and a young woman. Unfortunate situations and busyness have opened my eyes to what I need to be focusing on: God's love and righteousness that will carry me through the rest of my life, whether everything falls into place or not. As a young Christian woman moving on into the next chapter of my life, I need to be tuning into God's promises, especially hard to hear his calling for my life. This summer, my focus will be growing my relationship with Jesus, as well as enjoying each and every day with friends and family before I move to BG next year. I want to focus on the moment and the blessings that God has placed in my life, whether those things are easy to see or not. May God bless you all and help us focus on living in the moment and the blessings that are right in front of us. Amen.